Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
These are easily the worst results in the history of British Airways since it was privatised in 1987. The airline has suffered from the downturn in the global economy, with passengers abandoning business class travel. The figures don't include the fallout from the volcanic ash crisis, which has cost British Airways around £40 million, because the results only run up to March, but they do include losses incurred from the first round of strikes that month. With a further 15 days of strikes due to start on Monday, British Airways stands to lose another £100 million. The airline's chief executive, Willie Walsh, revealed that he had met the leaders of the Unite Union in the last week to try to resolve the dispute. He also defended his strategy of going to the High Court to try to prevent the strike from happening.
I will look at every option, examine every avenue that is available to us to try and protect our customers and protect our business against the actions of a dysfunctional union who clearly are out of touch with reality. And reality is best demonstrated by the financial results that we've released today.
If there are any crumbs of comfort for BA and its investors, it's the fact that the results were actually better than most analysts had anticipated. And the airline also says that market conditions are showing an improvement.